four PSW Mobile.
You too, JKT Mobile.
How you doing on this rainy Monday morning?
Hey, just having some breakfast and just got off exit 90 for my normal stop and headed on in. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Weekend uneventful on that. Got a little bit of grass cutting done, but that's about all we did.
Grass cutting on I guess Sunday or Saturday. And then a little bit more yesterday. I did manage to get it all done before the rain came, so that's good. I know it. I hadn't mowed it in like 3 or 4 weeks because they were doing the construction to put the fiber optic in the neighborhood, and they had, you know, flags all in my yard and stuff, so I couldn't mow over them. But yeah, it was good to catch up on that.
And I didn't do the weed eating, but I got the majority of it done, and then it just was like overcast and misty and drizzling a little bit, and the grass just stayed too wet.
Weed eating to do, but at least I got all the mowing done.
Good here.
87, but not too much falling right now. Like a 7 mile hike on Saturday up at South Mountain State Park, and yesterday we watched 2001: A Space Odyssey, and then we, you know, in the morning we went out to Spindale to the rail trail out there to do a long run. I'm trying to get back into running a little bit of an interval. I've got a plan where I'm running for 30 seconds and then walking for a minute and then doing that 20 times to try to get back into running for my back.
Feeling after all that you did this weekend?
Still a little bit stiff, but it's getting better every day still. And it's definitely, you know, the hike on Saturday was hard with all the up and down. The elevation change is still pretty stressful on it, but, you know, the rail trail is really flat. And I ran, you know, I did the 45-minute workout while she did her long run. And I was fine after that. Just needed to stretch it out and put a heating pad on it for a little bit. But, it's definitely getting better every day.
I'm glad it's doing you, getting you some relief.
You know, a certain percentage of these surgeries aren't successful. But this one seems to have done great, so I'm happy about it. And the rain is definitely starting to come down pretty good now. I'm at 80, what milepost is this? 85.
It's pouring down here in Greer.
Look forward to.
But he'll drive any different.
Set up when it was raining hard.
Because they're running late, right?
For 10 years, so I don't think it could get any worse than that.
Trip out to Colorado and took like the northern route going and the southern route. Went over to Shreveport and down to Baton Rouge and that. The absolute worst place to drive is Atlanta. You're not doing 15 over the speed limit, you can't change lanes.
Yep. It's just, you just put the pedal to the metal and cross.
Plus NC9V. Hope you all are staying nice and dry on this rainy morning.
Here, Leon, I hope you brought your raincoat this time.
Good to talk to you this morning. Definitely going to be a wet one today.
Be prepared. I brought my raincoat today. I'm happy as picking a poke, and I got my rain shoes on, too. So I'm going to stay high and dry.
Hey, you, Greer.
The wife's car needs a good wash. I was going to wash it yesterday. I said, it's supposed to rain all week. I'll just wait.
Rain all week again this week?
Yeah, I've got I snuck in there and got the grass mowed. But I was in the middle of weed eating. Got half of it done and gave up. Got a little dark. So I was going to do it the next day and woke up the rain. So I still got half of what we need to do.
Needing to do, but if it's a little wet, that'll be fine. But at least I got all the grass mowed. But the kid doesn't do a very good job of going out in the yard and picking up all the rocks and the dog toys and stuff from the landscaping. And I've got to get new blades for my mower now.
You had them to change the blades on the mower. They might think about it a little bit more and doing a better job next time. Yeah, every action has a reaction, right?
hurt when you and I were kids, Leon, but, you know, I'm going to say the stereotype phrase, kids these days, they actually don't even care about punishment. Like, our teenager will, he is perfectly content to just lay in bed all day and do nothing and have no electronic devices and have nothing to do. Like, you can't punish them because they're okay with it. They don't care.
Son credit, he turned out pretty good. He's a worker and a half now. But, you know, I go out and do something and he'd be right there with me doing it, so. And plus his grandfather helped out a lot, teaching him mechanics and how to do things with stuff with your hands. So, worked out real well. But yeah, that's one of them things. Gotta pick and choose your battles.
Sure, I mean, and that's the other thing, too. I can't give them chores to do because I don't know what it is about this generation, but they want everything to be a group project. Like, everybody's got to be involved, and they don't want to do anything by themselves. So it's just really weird, and it's hard to deal with sometimes.
I understand if they're not your kids. I mean, they're your kids, but they came to you from a previous situation. So they'll get thrown up at you a lot. I'm sure. Happens to my daughter.
Tell me what it is about drivers from Florida.
Hey, buddy.
50 miles an hour in the pouring rain, just like waiting to get an accident.
The brakes.
Visible, but yeah, just highly inconvenient.
Behind them on that road, would your car switch lanes?
Self-driving does not do lane changes. It'll just, it'll maintain the distance to the car in front and maintain speed and hold the lane, but it doesn't change lanes.
Just to maintain lanes. Is it looking at the lines that are nearly non-existent?
Combination of optical, video recognition and radars. So between those two things, and it's pretty good at picking out lines, like even if they're really faint, it uses both infrared and regular visual cameras to see the lines. So apparently that works well enough.
When you get to an area where it doesn't recognize the lanes, what does it do?
Red and it disconnects and tells me I have to drive the car. But you guys doubled in the beginning there. Go ahead, Ken. I didn't get Ken. Leon won that one.
Too old. I don't remember now.
This disease too.
It must be short-term memory.
Remember, keying up on you, but I am closer to the repeater.
No worries there.
Now, a stop school bus. No kid.
Stay.
In there about 5 minutes.
Up next Wednesday. Dads today, and they're going to be pissed because today we're starting them back on a bedtime so they can get back into a regular sleep schedule in time to go back to school next week because they've been staying up all night. The teenager especially, he's been up until like 4 or 5 in the morning all summer. And he's not taking it seriously. They just got to get back on a sleep schedule. So I put some software on my router that can put all of his devices on a timer, and they're going to shut off at 9 o'clock. So, yeah, he's going to have to start getting back into a sleep schedule.
Something I like about Spectrum, you can do that in Spectrum. You can manage it. And it must be the first day of school because now the people are blowing the horns down this bus driver. Come on, let's go. They were standing outside the bus talking for about 5 minutes, and we're still stopped. Oh, the lights just went out.
Parents do that. They come on, they want to chat with the bus driver when they're getting their kid picked up. It really drives everybody insane.
You know what? 5:47 in the morning, and there's, I know there's 50 cars here, 25 that were backed up. Fireworks. Backed up. Now it's like a rat race. There's cars everywhere.
Birds of the school buses being back out in the mornings again. At least the kids are going to the same school this year because Finn is in fourth grade now. So 4 through 12 goes to the big school, and now I only have to do one car line in the morning and the evening.
For you a little bit. I don't miss those days doing a school, you know, bus rider, car rider thing.
Tell me his stepson, in order to drive to school, it's like you got to do the driver education class, and they don't offer it at school, and then it's like $75 to park in the parking lot.
They're for the school. That's all.
Anyway, somehow, but yeah, Ken, you were right. It is definitely coming down here in Greer. Spot just north of the interchange of 26.
I'll be there in a few minutes. I'm probably 3 miles out from getting to the 66.
Hey, Monday I get to do my run down to Henderson this morning, so I'll be passing by your work there, Eric.
You said that was one of your favorite runs, right?
Yeah, that's that one pallet pickup, right?
Eddie, and come back with one. And carry that one around to a couple other places, then drop it off. The other day, the big suppliers here locally, they went to a new numbering system because of a new contract, and they didn't have anything for me. So I carried like 10 pallets down to my first stop, and the first stop didn't have anything to put on my trailer. And I took the 5 other pallets over to the second place. They didn't have anything to put on, so I was done.
A tanker come in the other day, and then the person in the office ordered it, and then we had absolutely no place to offload it to, no empty tank or anything. We had to turn him away after he'd sit there all day.
And somebody's got to pay for that run.
No, he must have been remotely local because he was getting paid by the hour. That day one came in, and the on the tanker, and he got that little top hatch. It's got like 6 butterfly ears that you tighten the hatch up with, and one of them was stripped out. They had to have somebody come and replace it because he couldn't leave with it messed up like that.
Expenses involved in it. People don't realize that when they're talking about trucking. There's a lot of expenses.
Money, if you had a tanker washout system, and then you could wash them out good, even if you just had a couple of tankers for pickup, because that seems to be the bottleneck in our work.
About chemicals and such, I don't want to do that.
DFW, you'd be surprised how many come in and the tank isn't clean, and you'll have to send them away, and you'll have to go get it cleaned and come back.
I was turned away because the trailers were dirty. NC9V mobile.
W2JKT mobile. I really don't know how to drive when it rains.
They don't know how to drive when it's nice and beautiful and sunny out. Put a little bit of rain in the mix, it just gets worse.
We come to a nearly complete stop on the interstate just because it's raining.
Rain and everything, it's like back in our day, you were what, either trying to light a cigarette or drinking a Coke?
Go ahead.
I said it's all those distractions today. I mean, you got big screen monitors and, you know, menus that you got to keep hitting and your iPhone and all kinds of stuff like that. Back in our day, it was just lighting a cigarette or drinking a Coke.
What I had when I was growing up was a CD player that was Velcroed to the dashboard and plugged into the radio through that cassette tape thing.
Look at the radio to tune it.
The most irritating thing is that nothing is tactile anymore, so you gotta go, digging through menus in a computer to change the temperature or mess with the radio or anything. It's really irritating.
What's that, you tune it to where you want it, and you pull the button out, and then push it all the way back in, and that set the channel preset for you?
And mechanical memories.
That old Mustang I had, that 66 Mustang, the little AM radio, and it was just like that, and it was real easy to change it, and I had 4 or 5 favorite radio stations, I didn't have to take my eyes off the road at all. I could reach over there and just push the button and get what I wanted.
Thanks, 6 Mustang.
And my nephew is still sitting in my brother's garage over there in Easley.
An AM station nowadays?
used it when I was a kid. I think I was going to try and put something else in, and then lost track of the radio.
First thing you had to do when you bought your car, you had to take the old AM/FM mechanical memory button radio out and put you in a new fandangled one, a Blah Punk or something.
I put a under the dash 8-track tape player. And had a box of 8-track tapes I'd listen to going back and forth to school.
Had one of them fancy ones. It was a cassette player, but you could just push a button and it played the other side. You didn't have to take it out and turn it over.
Impossible to turn left out of that place.
Those are the truck out there. They'll stop. Andrew is not here.
For a long sleeve shirt today. Nothing worse than getting a little bit damp and sitting under the AC.
Yeah. Well, I have the distinct pleasure of watching somebody do something incredibly stupid, and that time has come just now. In the left lane going about 63 miles an hour, and some yahoo came, and he got maybe a quarter mile up for me, and a guy comes flying around me in the left lane, runs up on the back of the trooper and flashes him, and he got pulled right over.
Sign here.
Truck board enclosed trailer, no lights on the trailer, but he does have the flashers going, but he's hauling ass past me and you can't hardly see.
What you don't want to do is get yourself pulled over in a pouring rainstorm because the trooper's never in a good mood.
On the rain, you're getting a ticket.
Yep, every time.
A load limit sign on the bridge, you know, trucks, three axles, limited to this. Does that count like camper trailers too?
Yes, that can.
I thought it's everything, right? Doesn't matter. It's not, you know, commercial or not. I think it's just a weight limit for everything, right?
That's what I was saying.
It goes down in Buford full of my camper trailer, and it says, you know, the load limit was X, you know, 10,000 pounds for trucks with, you know, with three axles. Does that count my camper? Does my camper count as three axles?
Two axles on your camper, and you got two axles on your truck, so you're four axles.
Right, but the sign is three or more axles, right? Not just three axles, right?
Yeah, three or more. Does the front count as an axle?
Yeah.
Coming down up here to 77 or to 72, I mean, we're down to 40 mile an hour.
See trucks all the time in that left lane of 85 going south. You know, clearly marked, was it six tires or more, or I forget how they label that, but and tractor here, go down the left lane. Like, I guess he's going to get his sign, but I never see him get pulled for it.
you guys knows. They put up all those new signs for all the bridges that has a lower weight limit for emergency vehicles than it does for other vehicles. I'm wondering if you guys know why that is.
Ma'am. Well, all the bridges to make it more identifiable. I buy one, I always read them. I want to know where I can and can't turn. Today I'm empty, or I'm carrying a super light load, so I'll be good on this bridge.
Why they would have a lower weight limit on the same bridge just because it's an emergency vehicle, but I don't know, what do I know? I know they put all those signs out, when I was still living in Seneca, maybe 10 years ago or whatever, but I never understood the reasoning for it.
That bridge collapsed a couple of weeks ago. I think it was up in Pickens County.
Definitely an overweight vehicle, but they've never identified the vehicle, and I'm wondering how they knew it was an overweight vehicle. How do they know he was overweight?
Because the bridge collapsed.
They've never been wrong with that before. Again.
Sorry about that. I said they were working on another bridge, and they had all the traffic going down that road.
All the traffic, and some of that traffic's tractor trailers, you might have a little bit of an issue. But I'm just wondering if it was actually over the weight limit, or is just the bridge was deteriorated that bad.
Expected it and called it good in April.
And their truck had lunch and called it inspected. Checklist they have to use when they do that.
Bridge on.
On the back, it was a bridge going over what? Crow Creek? Isn't that up on Kiwi?
Remember that. There was a big hole.
The people who inspect the bridges work for the same people that have to pay to maintain them and fix them. So, of course, there's a huge incentive to call it good, even if they're not.
KN4GFW, I think that bridge had wooden pylons.
See, it did, Kim. It had wooden pylons. Been there for eons.
Yeah, I mean, wooden pylons, I mean, they're definitely not going to last forever.
About 6 months ago, that cement truck tried to go over a wooden bridge. The bridge gave way, and the cement truck ended up on its side on the bridge. Yeah, but the steel held.
Yeah, I hauled a bobcat on a trailer. Turns his right turn signal on his truck. It's flashing on his truck, but not on his trailer. And he came over and cut a car off. Oops.
Did that monument fall out about the time you turn on the road going to work?
Donning my raincoat first thing.
You remembered my umbrella this morning.
Day three to everybody. Everybody have an awesome day. Be safe in the rain. Annette and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good day. I'm going to jump out too and call Courtney because it's about that time. So, and I'm coming down into the shadow. So, you guys have a great day, Leon. Drive safe. And I'll talk to you guys again pretty soon. This is W2JKT.
Diamond. I'm fixing to pull up at work. Y'all have a great day. Stay dry. Oh, look at this. The rain's quitting right as I get to work. Nice. Y'all take care. Have a good day. 73, NC9B, clerk.